Hi, everyone. Welcome to AI in Action. I'm David Levy. I'm a solution architect with IBM, and I am absolutely thrilled to be your host. Today's episode is going to take us into an extraordinary data story happening at the Masters. Let's dive in. There is no tournament more well-known and well-respected in golf than the Masters. Each spring, golf fans worldwide tune in to watch the best in the game take on Augusta National. And this year, they'll experience it in a whole new way. To discuss that, I'm joined by Monica Ellingson, partner, IBM Consulting, and the sports and entertainment practice lead, as well as Jim Mackay, better known as Bones, legendary caddy and NBC correspondent. Monica and Bones, I am so excited to have you here. Welcome to AI in Action.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for having us.
All right, so Bones, this is for you. I got to ask. You've seen a tremendous amount of rounds of golf and caddied a tremendous amount of rounds of golf. When did you actually feel like you were an expert?
There are certainly days where I didn't feel like much of an expert, but it's a game that really grows on you. Caddying's about, you know, several part-time jobs all wrapped into one. You're a part-time psychologist out there. You're certainly taking care of the yardage and things along those lines in club selection. But I say about 10 years in, actually, I felt, you know, really good about what I was doing. It's in terms of learning the golf courses and getting a real appreciation for where you go and what you see out there day in, day out. Took a while, but I feel like I finally got the hang of it.
How many times have you caddied Augusta?
I think I've caddied over 100 rounds there for sure. And it's without question the most mathematical strategic golf course that the guys will see, that I'll see as a caddy all year long. And you almost feel like you've never quite mastered it in terms of what you're doing out there as a caddy. But there's always so much to learn, and you're looking for as much data out there as you can to help you. And, you know, learning from other players, watching other players play, going back and researching what other guys did on certain holes in certain situations. But certainly so much to learn there at Augusta National.
What did you do as like prep for Augusta?
Well, you walk around the golf course by yourself and you just imagine potential scenarios. You know, if we hit it here, what would we do? If the wind was out of this direction, what would we do? If we got above the hole here, what would we do given the speed of the greens? So it's you try to imagine everything that could possibly happen out there, you know, Thursday through Sunday. And then, of course, something's going to happen during that week that that stumps even you that you didn't think of. It's just the way that the ball rolls out there. But preparation certainly is a huge part of what any caddy does, particularly in Augusta.
So when you're walking through Augusta, you're thinking about shots that you've seen or seen other people do. Now, imagine you had a way to capture all those data points with like perfect fidelity and then use insights to tell your player exactly what to do. I think that'd be pretty cool.
It'd be out of this world.
Well, that brings us to Hole Insights. Monica, how does it work and what's new this year?
Hole Insights is a feature within the Masters Track experience, and Track is a 3D model of the Augusta National Golf Course. We follow each player as he plays the course and identify XYZ coordinates for every single shot as the player plays the course. So this allows you to be able to follow your favorite players and explore the course in 3D. And then we lay on top of that AI-generated insights about every single shot location. So what we have done is we've analyzed historical data about how the course has played, and this includes a massive volume of data. We're talking about, you know, for over the course of an average tournament, we have over 20,000 shots that we are capturing, and each one of those shots has over 30 data points. That includes, you know, things like the player name, the shot type, the hole, the round, and then the stats for each individual shot as well, like the distance and location. So over 9 years, we have this shot data, which is over 180,000 shots. So we're processing all this historical information, and we're using AI to write or generate hole insights. So as you're following your players within Track, you can see the context for what potentially, based on historical data, what potentially could be the outcome of this particular shot location.
And when you get to the green, though, that's when it becomes a little bit tricky because the pin is variable. It's different every round, every time. So I know that this year there's a new element that you actually track the location of the pin?
That's right. So for this year, this feature was actually rolled out for the very first time last year in 2024. And for this year, we are improving the accuracy of the data that we're processing by including all of the historical pin locations. And we're also subdividing the course in every hole into multiple zones. In particular, in the greens, we have divided into much more granular sections, which helps us to improve the accuracy overall of our predictive outcomes.
Bones, when as a caddy, you know that this changes every time. How do you prepare, let's say without hole insights, how would you prepare for a green? You know, like the green doesn't change that much, but the pin's in a different location. How do you prepare for that variability?
Well, without hole insights, there's a lot of guesswork going on. You would go out there with your player Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday and have a general idea where the flags are going to be, certainly also based on past history, but certainly not down to the exact foot or inch. So this is, you know, just incredible potential information.
Monica, how did you go about collecting this pin data and adding it into the data set?
All of the data that we're using actually within Hole Insights was provided by Augusta National. So it's all proprietary and trusted data. So we know that our Hole Insights can be backed up by data from Augusta National, as well as expertise from people like Bones, whom we've incorporated into Hole Insights this year as well.
How are you incorporated, Bones? What do they do?
Monica, please.
Well, Bones has been a great partner with us over the last couple of years, and he has provided us with insights for every single hole and different locations within those holes. So really, helped us with some of his expertise, and we have fed that into our model, which overall really just helps to increase the quality of our output, you know, to make it, you know, to have that additional edge beyond just the stats.
Did you feel any pressure? Like, because I've heard you actually commentated each hole. Was there any pressure in the way that, like, okay, I'm saying this is going to affect a application. This is what I'm saying is going to be part of this big model. How did you feel about it?
I feel a great sense of responsibility, certainly. It's important. And I certainly want to be absolutely correct in what I have to say. But fortunately for me, having been out there and had so much experience with, you know, guys that have won the tournament, watching guys elsewhere in the groups that have won the tournament, how they've gone about their business and how the golf course ultimately plays, I feel like it's coming from a really good place.
During the tournament itself, during like the live Masters, when they're at Augusta, are you feeding data into the, live updating the data and that you have in your data set, Monica?
Yes, that's correct. It's a combination of both historical as well as live data as we are receiving it through the tournament.
This is a tremendous amount of data. Would you use every piece of data you have, or do you cleanse it? Is there any process that you do to make sure that the data is good? Like, what is the process?
So we do a lot of different things in terms of our AI implementation, certainly starting with trusted data, you know, from Augusta National. We know certainly that it's accurate because that same data is being used in a variety of different experiences within the digital platforms, whether it's the leaderboard or, you know, stats within a player page. That's the type of content that we're folding into this as well. So, you know, in addition to that, so we're using that data to actually train the model, and we have a very long process of testing and QAing that we're incorporating this. So, you know, as we are running the models and we're running all of our data through a simulated environment right now in the background through the digital platforms to ensure that, you know, as the tournament unfolds, are we seeing any anomalies? Is the content accurate, and is it at the level of quality that we're expecting? So we also partner with Augusta National and subject matter experts like Bones here to look at the output from our Hole Insights to make sure do they make sense? Are they accurate? Are they what you're expecting in terms of, you know, are they actually insightful? So there's a combination of testing, ensuring we have the highest possible data to train the models, and then human eyes to check for quality at the end.
Bones, you're the expert. How would you use something like Hole Insights?
Oh my gosh, so many different ways. It's unlimited in terms of what you can do and what you can learn. You can go back and know what shots were hit. You can see how balls rolled out on the greens in certain conditions. You can see, you know, in terms of risk, guys taking on shots like on the 15th, the hole there, the Augusta National, how much it paid off and how much it didn't. It's just absolutely priceless information. And I don't think if I had that at my fingertips, I would sleep at night during the Masters because I'd be up all night checking it out.
Now, that's my next question. So like after the round ends, you go back to your hotel, you would use this application to look at what everyone else did, see what their shots were exactly like, have all those insights. That's something you would use it for?
Absolutely, I would.
So we're going to have a little bit of fun. Bones, I want to talk about the whole insight from hole 11, white dogwood, par 4, 520 yards, a very tough hole. The hole insight shows that if a player hit the ball long down the left side of the fairway, the scoring average is 4.3, whereas if it goes right and short, that leads to an average of 4.7, almost half a stroke more. Why?
It's all about the penalty area left of the green. There's some water up there just a little bit left of the putting surface. And if you're playing from the right side where that stroke average is half a shot higher, you're basically looking right at that water in terms of the angle you play from. Whereas from the left side, you're in a sense at that level playing a little bit away from the water. So it would be certainly behoove you to play from the left, as you mentioned. And certainly, as you can see there at the top of the screen, there's a couple of added trees that you have to play under or around if you play from the right side also.
But they weren't there before. Now they are?
Things move around a little bit at Augusta National. Yeah, they keep you on your toes. They make changes here and there. It's certainly every year. It's not the exact same golf course you saw previously. And they keep you thinking.
I guess that's why it's the best. Monica, how did we get this insight?
It's a combination of, you know, when live play is going on. I mentioned about shot tracking earlier. We have volunteers on the course who are actually using lasers to capture the XYZ coordinates of every ball location as it lands within the course. That information is then correlated with scoring data and statistical data. Now, what you saw there in terms of the, you know, sort of color coding in zones, which I mentioned earlier, we're looking at the performance for each of those major sectors of the course and correlating that back to the shot tracking data and the scoring data that we have.
All right. I've never been blessed with a ticket to the Masters. The vast majority of people are watching home just like me. How does Hole Insights change their experience while watching the tournament?
As you mentioned, it's extremely difficult to get a ticket to the Masters, let alone to play the course. I mean, Bones, you are the envy of everyone. One of the key goals in working with Augusta National is continuous improvement and innovation. So how do you bring the virtual fan experience as close to the beautiful, elegant experience that you would have there on the course? And that's one of the key challenges that we have. And, you know, overall, in terms of Hole Insights, we have, you know, over 22,000, really more than that, because we're selecting the best one to show for that particular ball location and that moment. So we want to be able to have put the best content forward in an uncluttered experience. So, you know, you showed that one screenshot earlier, which had the course and, you know, the goal is, you know, up in the upper right-hand corner, we have a Hole Insight. And otherwise, you should be able to explore the course, feel like you're a part of it. So that's one of the key goals is to, you know, bring the beauty of Augusta National in a digital platform and overall, just try to enable users to feel like they're a part of it and bring the course closer to them.
All right, Bones, when you were approaching giving advice to a golfer before a shot, did you ever withhold information, like not tell them obviously everything you know about this particular shot? What was that situation like?
I think that if I was dealing with a player that, and I have, where the player has very little experience on the course, you might not be as vocal about trouble that's out there as you might a more experienced player. I mean, certainly the more experienced player is going to know, having played the golf course a number of times, where all the trouble is. Whereas with someone that's a little bit more raw, if you will, you wouldn't want to point out everything or talk about everything because you have to be careful about what gets in their head and ultimately, you know, what they're processing as they stand over the golf ball.
It's important to actually keep it limited. And so, Monica, you mentioned that creating this beautiful experience in this app, you're trying to emulate that experience.
It's a delicate balance, actually. You know, we want to convey the beauty of the course and, you know, provide a virtual fan with, you know, as close to a patron on-site experience as they can get. And so I think that that's one of the keys here is that, you know, less is more sometimes. And just to be able to present the highest quality and most insightful insights that we can, so that we're not creating a cluttered environment that reduces the overall impact of the digital experience.
So the design is difficult, but can you tell me, Monica, what was one of the more difficult parts of building this application?
The most challenging part is actually that there is so much going on within this track experience. You know, it's a 3D model. You have a variety of different widgets and controls for exploring and changing perspectives. You have individual shots coming in at one point. And flying in through the 3D space, you have whole insights. You have you can actually within the experience see single shot videos. So as a shot is played, within minutes we're going to pop up a video showing a highlight of that particular shot. So there's a lot going on, and the key there was to design that experience in such a way so that you can layer on. So a more casual fan, you might want to just explore the course, like, let's check it out. But a more expert level fan, like Bones or some of our avid golf fans, they're going to want to see it all. Show me all the data that you've got. So that's the key, is that within the Masters Digital platforms, we have a way of appealing to the more casual fan who, maybe wants to, only watch video, and others who really want to see all of the stats available, and finding that balance so that you can personalize your experience.
So Bones, Monica just walked us through a ton of data. And is this what it's like when you're on the course? It's like you're thinking about all these infinite variables and you have to just pare it down to what's important?
Yeah, that's exactly right. It's all about the variables. It's all about, how did the warm-up session go? Any one of a number of things. Is my player hungry? It's amazing what you have to deal with out there as a caddy. And so much goes into it. And that there's so many things that you have to add and subtract relative to each shot.
Monica, this application is honestly pretty amazing. Can you parlay what you've done here with Hole Insights to other industries?
The challenge that we have with the Masters is similar to the challenges that we have in every industry. So we're talking about a massive, just the volume of data that enterprises have collected, are dealing with. And how do you identify, let's say in the banking industry, how do you identify trends within that data in a real-time way? And how do you then, once you have identified an insight, using AI, how do you then select that insight as something that a human can then use to act upon? And I think the key here is that you have a massive volume of data. What do you do with all that? How do you cull it down into something that's actually actionable? And that's where AI is coming in terms of, culling all that volume of data down and identifying, particular trends, particular insights that can help improve the efficiency of, human teams and be able to react faster. And I mean, if you think about it, like the content that we're creating for within Hole Insights for the Masters is, it would have been humanly impossible to create that. So we're, creating 22,000 whole insights, and we're bubbling them up within seconds of the shot happening. Imagine the scale of the team, of the human team to create that. It just wouldn't be feasible. So it's not only a matter of bubbling up insights to make human teams more productive in all industries, but also it's just the art of the, what would have been impossible before is now possible. And it enables, at least on the master side, it enables a more personalized experience so that I can, see all of the data for my favorite players in the way that I want. And that wouldn't have been possible without AI.
So Bones, would you recommend players use this app? Caddies use this app? Will this change the game?
This will absolutely change the game. And yes, I would recommend it to both players and caddies. And it's just a wealth of amazing information. And it can really take you places and do you an incredible amount of good in your quest to win at the Masters.
So, Monica, have you seen any players using this?
I've heard that they do. I can't say for sure, but I know that the whole Insights this year, we didn't show a picture of it, but you can go and watch. If I were a player, I could go and watch every single one of my shots in video and be able to see a side-by-side panel of that shot drawn in 3D, explore it, see the whole Insights for that, the zones where every single one of my shots laid as well. So that's a valuable piece of information. You know, you think about the way coaches are going back and looking at the video highlights of their players' performance. You can do that at any time on the Masters digital platform. So make sure you download the app, whether you're a player or a fan.
Bones, you're the guy with the advice. Any last advice for us as viewers as we go into Masters weekend?
Just take it all in. It's the most amazing golf tournament, certainly. As we know, it's the only major championship played on the same course every year. So it's just covered in history and great shots. And of course, with hole insights at your fingertips, you've got this amazing opportunity now to learn that much more about what the players are dealing with, what they're going through, and ultimately how they execute it. It's just the most amazing week. I can't wait for it. Every single year, it's a little bit like Christmas if you're really into golf. The second weekend in April can't get here soon enough.
Well, listen, thank you both so much. This was awesome. I'm so thankful to have you both today, and I know I personally can't wait for the Masters, and I really, really can't wait to use Hole Insights. For all of you at home, thank you so much for being here. We'll have a new episode of AI in Action in your feed soon, and we'll see you then.